This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi there. Welcome to another episode of the Saturday Quiz. I'm your host, John Leary, and as always, I'm here to ask the 10 questions from the quiz in the Saturday paper. And standing by to answer those questions are my two guests. There is one more week to go of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, so I am once again joined by two comedians who have brought their shows to this fine city from a distant shore. If you're anything like me and you're obsessed with the original British version of the TV show Taskmaster, you are in for a treat. Both of my guests today were contestants on Series 14 of Taskmaster. In fact, they even scored the exact same amount of points to finish joint last. The good news for them today is that since there are no other competitors on this quiz, no matter how badly they might do, they will finish joint winners. Welcome to the show, Fern Brady and John Kearns.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for that reminder. We did come joint last.
I forgot about that till now.
Well, sorry to bring that up if that's a difficult thing for you both.
Well, it wasn't planned.
I feel like we won.
Taskmaster is an incredible show. And I've got to say, season 14 is genuinely my favourite season. And in no small part due to your... both your inclusion in that season.
Oh, thank you.
Well, my pleasure.
Yeah, I think it was. I've heard it's one of the best ones. Have you heard that, John?
I genuinely haven't, but I try and avoid. Fern is quite. I don't think I'm speaking out of turn here, but Fern is. You read stuff, don't you, Fern? You dive in.
What do you mean read? I don't Google myself. That's like my worst nightmare.
Well, I don't know. You seem to go down alleyways I'm not going to go down.
So, oh my God. No, I got told of people. You don't go on the internet, though, a lot, you know.
Do you know what? Yeah. I had to do a 10 funniest things on the internet for The Guardian.
Yeah, I just saw that. Yeah.
And I was like... I was like, I don't really go on the internet. And they were like,
it was like they'd asked a 7-year-old man his funniest things.
They specifically say don't use clips from TV shows because of the rights. And like everything I've done, I'm like, there's two clips that someone sent me on WhatsApp that I found quite funny, and then the rest are like clips from sitcoms. And they were like, we can't show this. And I was like, I don't use the internet like you want me to. But anyway, whatever. I'm
what do you mean you don't use the internet?
I do, but I don't like. The worst question you could ask me is what the 10 funniest things on the internet? Because I'm like, well, I don't know. If it's not on a few, if it's not on three websites I look at, I don't know where to find this stuff.
What are these three websites, if you don't mind me asking? Can I? Is that a personal question?
No, no. I read The Guardian. I sometimes check Chortle, which is like a industry website. And what else do I look at? Well, that might be it.
That might be it?
I don't know.
What about you, Fern? What are your top three websites that you look at?
Oh, well, John thinks I'm going to say the Taskmaster subreddit.
Yeah. You love that. Taskmaster. Every time I see you, that's what you bring up.
No, I did that at the time our Taskmaster was coming out. because did you know why? I wanted to avoid what happened to Ian Sterling when everyone thought he was evil just because he got angry at Lou.
Oh, yeah.
That was why I was doing research. Right, these are the websites I look at the most. A website called AGC Blind Items, which is all about secret celebrity gossip. I also go on Chortle. And also The Guardian.
Well, I might have a. We're very similar. Maybe I'll stop looking at that other one.
Yeah. No, the other day when I saw you, I was thinking, oh, I should be more like John Cairns because he has such a pure life. Just when you said you were just going to a bookshop, I thought, oh, he just lives like something out of the olden days. Like, I want to go back to that way of living.
That's very funny. Look, I did not think that we were going to go down this path and talk about this.
Oh, sorry, I thought that was the first question.
It wasn't the first question. We haven't even got to the quiz yet. We first should talk about your shows that you're here to promote, that you're doing in the Melbourne Comedy Festival. Fern, your show is called I Gave You Milk to Drink.
Yeah.
And you're on for one more week until the 21st of the month at the Ridges Ballroom, Sundays at 8:15 and Tuesday to Saturday at 9:15. What can you tell us about I Gave You Milk to Drink?
Oh, I named it after a Corinthians quote that's like, well, I'm paraphrasing, I gave you milk to drink because you weren't ready to eat solid food. And that's the idea that all my previous shows, I've been having to hold back what I really wanted to say. And then after Taskmaster, actually, I got loads of like people coming with their children to the shows. And then they seemed really upset when I was just doing all my normal material. So I thought rather than lean into the Taskmaster audience, I want to push back against it even more.
Uh-huh.
With my most blunt show ever.
Wow. Okay.
And that's why the poster is me squirting tit milk into a man's mouth.
Yeah, it is probably.
I don't know what the demographic is for this podcast.
I love it. I can't wait to see it. I haven't seen your show yet, but I am going tonight, actually.
I'll make a big effort.
Oh, good. Thank you. And John, your show is called The Varnishing Days. It's also on for one more week until Sunday the 21st at the Western 2, Sundays at 6:45 and Tuesday to Friday at 7:45, as well as tonight, Saturday the 13th at 7:45. But next Saturday, the 20th of April, you are on in the Powder Room in the Melbourne Town Hall twice in one day, 4:30 and 7:30.
Yes, extra shows.
That's brilliant. What can you tell us about The Varnishing Days?
Well, it's interesting what Fern said there about the Taskmaster audience, because Taskmaster brings new people to your shows that have never heard of you before. But like Fern, I've also been going over a decade now. And what has been quite interesting, it sharpens your mind in when you're thinking, right, there's new people coming out to see me. What is it that I do?
Mm-hmm.
And like Fern just said, you lean into what you do. You go, right, I have to show people in almost 2D. I need to make this very clear what I do. So I'm different to how I was, say, on Taskmaster on stage. I wear a monk's wig, a very cheap monk's wig, and I wear false teeth. And it's been interesting because if people are coming off the back of me just, you know, blankly staring at Greg Davies and then I walk on wearing fake teeth, they're like, right.
This is not what we...
No, this is kind of not what we
necessarily
wanted.
Necessarily thought we were going to get, yeah.
But what that's I will funny. Say is, because hopefully we are now at a level where we are good at our jobs, it's very fun to play with that dynamic in the room, what people think they're getting and what people are getting. So I've really enjoyed this past tour because it has felt slightly like starting again, but with decades of experience behind you. So
that's been
a lot of fun.
That's really nice.
And I think with that answer, I got away with explaining anything about the show. So
yeah, good. Very well done. Yeah, 5 points for doing that. Now, on this podcast, before we actually get into the proper quiz, we will get there eventually, I promise. I ask my guests if they have a favorite piece of trivia. Ooh. Do either of you have a favorite piece of trivia?
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to share it?
Yeah, right. I'm quite good with trivia. Quite good with trivia.
Oh, yeah? Brilliant.
A wine bottle is the size that it is because traditionally that used to be the capacity of a glassblower's lungs.
Really?
Whoa!
That's cool.
There we go.
Wow. I like that a lot.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah.
On Big Ben in London, it's not Roman numerals. The number 10 is an F.
Is an F?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
This is way out.
The guy who designed it, he was Augustus Pugin. He was a crazy cat who every little detail was different. So even when it came down to the numerals on the most famous clock in the world, he changed the X to an F.
I don't understand.
And the 11 and the 12.
What? How was it an F?
he just his style was neo-Gothic architecture. And Elizabethan perpendicular, if you must know.
Is that the font? Wait, is that the...
I don't know. Well, maybe it is, because, you know, that would add up. I worked as a tour guide at the Houses of Parliament in London for 4 or 5 years before I was a comedian, so I had to know all this
Amazing.
Stuff. But he designed every single little detail. Like, at the time, women couldn't vote, so... There's a small bust of a woman with a piece of cloth over her mouth in one of the voting lobbies and stuff. The place is full of that stuff, but
like little hints and clues.
And secret messages.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and like everything, he kind of questioned. So you know, when they're designing the clock, he's going, "Well, why does it have to be?" You know.
Wow.
So, yeah.
What about you, Fern? Do you have a favourite piece of trivia? I mean, John's given us a few
dogs.
There. So. Dogs?
Yeah, dogs understand nouns. Is that trivia?
That's good.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's a great bit of trivia. They understand nouns, but not verbs?
Yeah, yeah. They've just done research into it. Dogs understand nouns, but they're trying to work out if when a dog understands the word ball, does it understand that a ball can be their favourite ball, or is it all balls? Oh, and another thing I learned, because I want to get a dog, is if you say something cruel to a spaniel...
Here we go. This is going to be fantastic.
If you say something cruel to a spaniel, it remembers it forever. It'll forgive you, but it would have...
Wow. Forgive, but never forget. That's the spaniel's motto.
Ah, it will forgive you.
Wow, that's amazing.
What are you on? What book is that in?
I love it. Okay, well, they are excellent pieces of trivia, all of those. Thank you both so much for providing me with those. Let's get into the quiz proper because there's 10 questions to get through. I will make an apology. I'm not in control of the questions. And there are a couple of questions that are very Australian-centric. So
that's fine. I know lots.
Do you know lots?
Yeah, I know you like vanilla custard slices. And you call them snot blocks.
Snot blocks, yeah. Very, very well done.
Well, we'll be fine then.
yeah, we'll be fine. Here we go. Question number one. Who was announced this month as Australia's next Governor General? And there's a bonus point for naming the incumbent.
Does she have short grey hair?
Yes, she does.
Wow. Yeah, I watch the news here a lot.
Excellent. Brilliant work.
I'm just going to have to ask some questions.
Yes, John, what are your questions?
Well, it's just a genuine question. A Governor General...
Oh, yes.
Where do they sit in the political line? Because we don't have that in the UK.
No, no, you don't have that in the UK. And this is really funny because what I was going to do is I was just going to give you the answer to this question. And then my next question to make up for me giving you the answer was going to be, did you know that Australia has a Governor General? And the follow-up to that is, what does the Governor General do? So you've already asked that, which is great. Do you want to have a guess?
Is she the Governor General? You said Governor General of Australia, so she's not part of a state. She's for all states.
Yeah.
A Governor General?
Let me tell you this. After about a decade of wrangling, on the 1st of January 1901, the British colonies of New South Wales, Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania, Victoria, and Western Australia united and became the states of the Commonwealth of Australia. And there was a constitution written. Section 1 of the constitution outlined the requirements for a bicameral parliament with two houses, the Senate and the House of Reps. But, and this is the important bit, Section 2 of the constitution then says that there will be a Governor General appointed by the King to be His Majesty's representative and exercise all the powers and functions of the King, making that unelected person the de facto head of state of Australia with all the powers that that entails.
The Governor General represents the monarch in Australia.
Exactly right. So they are effectively the very head of the government. Isn't that bonkers?
I had no idea that that role existed. So what do they actually do?
Good question.
Do they go around the country and open things and kind of basically get the stuff out there, good PR, all that?
Yeah, they welcome foreign dignitaries and what do they do? They kind of ratify the bills that the government pass. So they're the sort of final signature to make bills into laws.
And are they elected?
No, that's that's what makes me so cranky about it, is that they're appointed. And they're appointed by the English monarch. So
it's almost like the monarch's ambassador.
Yeah, they represent the crown in Australia.
I had no idea that person existed. So sadly, yeah. Sadly, I'm not going to be able to guess the name.
No. So let me tell you their name. The person that was announced as Australia's next Governor General is Samantha Mostyn, and the incumbent is David Hurley. The next Governor General, Sam Mostyn, is a very accomplished person. She is only the second woman to be appointed to the position. And as much as I think the role of Governor General is an absolute sham, I think she will be very good at the job. As an apology for the very dry and serious information, you know, in this first question, I want to make up for it. So let me tell you about the incumbent Governor General, David Hurley's wife. Her Excellency Linda Hurley, for some insane reason, likes to greet visiting dignitaries or close press conferences with a song. Often it's a rendition of You Are My Sunshine, but sometimes she takes it upon herself to create her own lyrics to famous tunes. So if you'll allow me, I just want to play you one of her crazy songs that she has done. This was a song that she composed, I guess, for the Invasive Species Solutions Trust.
Australians love native animals. They're unique and bring us joy. We've had a sad invasion, feral animals who destroy. The Centre for Invasive Species Solution needs some help. Let's think of our environment, Aussie wildlife.
That's really weird. And that's an official person.
Yeah. She's the wife of the Governor General.
What the hell is happening here?
There you go. Thank you very much for indulging me on that one.
The Governor General.
Yeah, that was the Governor General's wife, Linda Hurley. And yes, let's just move on to question two, shall we? Here we go.
Yeah.
Question number two. Melbourne Mavericks are the newest team to join which national sporting league? Again, it's a very Australian-centric question.
Aussie rules.
It's not Aussie rules, but good guess.
I'm going to go with basketball.
Oh, you're very close. A very similar game.
Cricket.
Cricket is not... not so similar to basketball. What's another form of basketball, but it's not... You don't bounce.
Volleyball.
No.
Netball.
Netball is the right answer. Very well done.
Oh, I was close.
Yeah. So, yes, round one of the 2024 Suncorp Super Netball season starts this weekend. And because the Collingwood Magpies netball team made the decision last year not to renew their license in the league, a replacement had to be found. And that team is the Melbourne Mavericks. Okay, question number three. Financier Bernie Hu was convicted of running the largest Ponzi scheme in United States history.
Oh, I was reading about this guy.
Have you heard about this guy, Fern?
I don't know.
Bernie, oh, God.
Starts with M.
Maverick.
He was a maverick. He was the guy who sat in flip flops and tracksuit bottoms next to like Clinton and Gates and Blair and.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. They're all looking at him like.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, but he got himself on these huge shows, on these panels all around the world about, you know, geopolitics and.
The
economy, because he was, you know, a multi billionaire, but he's obviously he's in prison now.
It was all poo. Well, he's actually dead now, but yes, he was.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he died, I think, last year or the year before. But yeah, he got sentenced to 150 years in prison for his Ponzi scheme.
Right, which I'm thinking of
fleeced people of billions. Well, are you thinking of someone else?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm thinking of another crook.
Shall I just tell you? Or
I don't know who it is. I don't know who it is.
Yeah? His name was Bernie Madoff or Madoff.
Oh, Madoff. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Oh.
Yeah, you've heard of that name?
Yeah.
But you just didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was dead. Yeah. Man. Jeez.
I'm sorry to break the news to you.
I'm learning a lot.
Question number four. Cinque Terre is a coastal area comprising five historic villages in which country?
Fern would know this.
Mexico.
No.
Mexico.
No, not Mexico.
May I have the question again, Johnny?
Yes, of course you may. Cinque Terre is a coastal area comprising five historic villages in which country?
Italy.
Italy is the right answer. Very well done. Have you been to Cinque Terre?
No, I did Italian at school, so I was really embarrassed that I didn't recognise the words after I said Mexico. Sorry.
No, look, it could be my pronunciation. Maybe I was pronouncing Italian in a very Spanish way. Maybe.
Have you ever been to Italy, Johnny?
I love Italy. I was there last year. It's probably my favourite country in the world to visit.
Where did you go?
Spent a couple of weeks in Sicily and then a week each in Rome and Florence.
Ooh.
It was delicious. Have you both been to Italy?
Yeah, but I've only been to Rome.
I went to Florence.
So one to Rome and one to Florence?
Yeah. I broke up with someone and I thought, well, I got dumped. And I remember thinking, right, the best way to deal with this is go to Florence on your own for a week.
And would you recommend it?
Did it help?
Well, going to the most beautiful city in the world when you're completely heartbroken. I don't think it did, really.
That's funny. Well, I'm sorry to hear that you're...
Oh, no, it was fine, but I just remember going there, like, the beauty was too much. I was like, this is too much. This hurts.
What about you, Fern? Did you go to Rome after a breakup, or
I went to Rome years and years ago with my boyfriend. We're still together now.
Lovely. Well, that's a much nicer story. Oh, good.
It's not really a standout trip. I didn't love the place. I want to go to Sardinia. I'll tell you what. I want to go to Sardinia because they all live for ages. And it's something to do with the local goat cheese and Sardinian wine. So I want to go and get some of that.
Yeah, that's one of those. What's it called? A
blue zones. Yeah,
blue zone. Yeah, there you go.
Listen, I love that stuff. Beans. Oh, wow. Got to eat more beans. That helps you live to 100.
Okay. More beans, everyone.
Yeah. And not many of them here, to be honest.
Not enough beans? What, in Australia?
The bean trend hasn't really taken off here. Where are you
going? You maybe you're not going to the...
No, I've been all over trying to find heirloom beans. I went round Fitzroy looking for them yesterday.
Couldn't get your bean fix.
No, honestly. Look, I don't want to get into it because I'm being genuine about my bean obsession. And I don't want to get too deep into it because
I'll ask no more. But
you'll be great asking.
If I can, I'll bring you some beans tonight to your show. I'll send you
some beans. Butter beans are my favourite.
Butter beans? Yeah. Okay. Do you mean like, but not canned? You want like.
Yeah, not canned. It's in a jar. It's becoming a thing in the UK. Hipsters eat beans, right?
Yeah. Oh, no.
I don't want to say it in front of John because he's just going to make fun of me.
I don't know. What do you want me to say here? You're talking about beans for about 10 minutes.
All right. You both have to go. My God, this is going very long. I'm so sorry.
We're only on question 3 or something.
Well, now we're up to question 5. So here we go. Question number 5. Childish Gambino is a stage name of which star and co-creator? Very good. I was going to say of the American spy television series Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Donald Glover.
Yeah, very, very well done. Donald Glover is the right answer. Incredible multi-hyphenate artist who puts the rest of us to shame with his incredible output. Yeah?
If I could quit Instagram, I think I'd probably be like him.
Yeah.
I'd do so much more.
Yeah, I'm a little bit the same. We're going to go to a quick little break. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to The Saturday Quiz. I'm joined today by Fern Brady and John Kearns. And here we are with the next question. Question number 6. Webinar is a portmanteau of which words?
Website seminar.
Yeah, that'll do. I've got web-based.
Web seminar.
Yeah, web seminar. Exactly, which is kind of what this is, a Zoom session. It's a bit of a seminar.
Yeah.
sort of.
About beans and like dogs don't forgive you if you don't give them treats.
Well, yeah, and you can talk. What about, you know, the Big Ben... Roman numerals not being Roman numerals. They're an F.
What? Talking about Florence earlier.
Yes.
The statue of David is there.
Several statues of David are there. But yes.
That is true, yeah. Yep. The reason why David is naked, is because Michelangelo couldn't afford the marble to clothe him.
but couldn't he have just used what the marble he was going to use for a willy to make a little loincloth.
What do you mean?
No, because like to clothe him.
Where'd you get that one from?
You read this stuff. It's true. But it's true.
It's true. But that would have been like just carved out of a block, right?
Yeah, but he
he could have just carved off less.
No, he would have had to. Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. He would have had to have used a bigger bit of marble.
No, just make him thinner.
Really. He didn't want to make him thinner.
That is bizarre. That's hilarious.
That's made up.
Wherever you've read that, I
you don't agree with it?
I'm not buying that one. Not at all. Okay. So why then do they paint them in the nude? Because they kind of they had a lot of flesh coloured pigment. Yeah, left over.
They can only afford flesh coloured paint. Yeah.
John, why have you painted so many naked women? I don't have enough money to buy paint for clothes.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. Question number 7. True or false, lime is added to soil to increase acidity. How's your agricultural soil knowledge?
I'm going to say, I don't think you add lime.
You don't think you add lime at all?
I had to add something to my soil in my garden because where I live in London, the soil's all bad because it's just full of murder victims' bodies, I think. We did add something to help our soil. And then our courgettes grew.
Did you have to check the pH level of your soil? Is
no,
that what you did?
We just bought something and mixed it in. Oh, I don't know. But we grew big courgettes. Oh. So it must have helped. Anyway, I don't know. Sorry.
Okay. Well, this lime is different, obviously, from the citrus fruit lime.
No, so I know what lime is for soil, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, do you want to go true or false? Just throw one at me.
Oh, true.
True. You're incorrect. I'm sorry, Fern. It is false because lime, which is made up, agricultural lime, which is made up of pulverized limestone, has the effect of raising the pH of soil by reducing soil acidity and increasing the alkalinity.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you got that one incorrect. But let's see if you know the answer to this one. Question number 8. The world's largest blowhole is located in which New South Wales town? Now, you're here in Melbourne, in Victoria, for the comedy festival. Are either of you going somewhere else in Australia after this, or have you been to New South Wales before?
That's where Sydney is.
That's where Sydney is.
Yeah, I'm going to Sydney.
Oh, brilliant. Excellent. But you're not, John.
No, I'm going home. I have done shows in Sydney before, but not this year, unfortunately.
Have you ventured anywhere to see the world's largest blowhole?
I can't say I've seen that.
Isn't it attached to a whale?
Well, that is... You're right. Whales do have blowholes, but this is a hole in a kind of on the top of a cliff where water comes in, the pressure builds in the kind of cave underneath. And then when the waves come crashing in, it shoots the water up exceptionally high.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I feel like you're not going to know this one.
No, I just don't know.
The town is called Kiama.
Kiama.
You should go, Fern, when you're up in Sydney.
I don't have any time off.
Oh, you don't have any time off? No. You miss out seeing the world's largest blowhole.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. All right, let's get through this. We are up to question number 9. Which of the following countries is not a part of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO? Is it Austria, Estonia, or North Macedonia?
North Macedonia.
Is incorrect. Do you want to have a guess, John?
I don't think it's Austria, so I'll go for the other one.
You'll go for Estonia?
Yeah.
I'm afraid you are also incorrect.
Oh, man.
It is. It's Austria. Austria is not a part of NATO.
Right. Well, Austria is massive, so I don't know what's happening there.
No, I don't particularly know either. I couldn't quite work out why they're not.
They're not a good laugh, Austrians, are they? They're not a laugh.
They're not a laugh. Have you either of you played Vienna?
No. I'd like to go to Vienna because Vienna's got a death museum all about death practices. So I'd like to go. Yeah.
Okay.
I used to work with someone who told me he was older. He was like 70. And he said the most romantic city in the world was Salzburg.
Oh.
So I'd like to go there, maybe.
Wow. Okay. Cool. All right.
Well, oh, that's nice to say, John. Thanks, John.
Maybe next time you break up with someone, you can go to Salzburg.
I really fancy the cakes they have there. They got that Sacher tart cake. Yes. It's like a chocolate yes. cake with jam.
Woo. All right, let's all go to Salzburg and have cakes.
Oh, I'm going to get a Lamington today. I love them, man.
Where from? Where are you going to get your Lamington from?
The Victoria Market. I think it's open.
Yeah, super. Excellent.
Yeah, I love them.
You'll probably find some beans in jars at the markets, Fern, I reckon.
Yeah, great. That's a good show.
Good point. Good point. They just taste better. Anyway, right. Well, yeah. Is this the
let's
final
not go back
question?
To the bean chat.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, we are up to the final question. Question number 10. Which 1975 film featured the line, "Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries"?
No idea.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Oh.
Very well done. It is, of course, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. You did know that, Fern, but that fell out of your head at the moment, right? Or have you never seen
it? I have no interest in Monty Python or anything that John Cleese does. No interest at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw they were doing a roast to John Cleese when I got here.
Yeah.
Here?
In Australia, they had a roast of John Cleese on one of your TV channels.
Oh.
And I was really taken aback. And someone said John Cleese isn't as, like, people still kind of like him here.
Yeah. Yeah, he is still valued and celebrated. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I have an internal conflict myself because I think Fawlty Towers is, you know, one of the finest sitcoms to ever be produced. Yeah, he's a
he did a show over in the UK for a news channel called GB News, which is right wing. It's our Fox News, but I mean, it's not even. It's complete rubbish.
Oh, it's mad.
They gave John Cleese a show, and they went, "You can literally do whatever you want." And I would recommend watching the trailer because he's asked for a set that is a castle, and he's just got cats walking around. He's got a waiter that comes in, and they do sketches. It's complete bananas.
Is it a bit? Like, is he just doing a bit?
No. He did about 10-hour-long shows, and he interviewed people like Stephen Fry but he's got cats walking around, and he's in a castle. It just doesn't make the guy's gone absolutely mad. And also, he doesn't say anything controversial. He gets people on that say controversial things.
Right.
And then he just goes, so he kind of, it's his way of getting around not saying it.
He sort of has plausible deniability of.
Honestly, Johnny, watch the trailer. Wow.
I will. Anyway, let's not talk about that. That's the end of the quiz. Thank you both so much for coming onto the podcast and doing the quiz. I think you did really well.
I don't think we got a question right.
No, you got
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover, web-based seminar.
I got the Holy Grail one, yeah, Holy Grail.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Okay.
You got enough right to win this quiz, so very well done. You're joint winners of today's episode.
Oh, that's very kind of you. I see what you're doing there.
Your shows are on for one more week in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I gave you Milk to Drink from Fern Brady and The Varnishing Days from John Kearns. My listeners can get their tickets by visiting the Melbourne Comedy Festival website, which is comedyfestival.com.au. Fern Brady, John Kearns, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
My absolute pleasure. It's been a joy. Lovely to meet you both.
You too. And I hope you have a good time at the show.
Thank you very much. I'll send you beans backstage. And John, I'm not sure what I'm going to bring you, but
I'm all right for beans.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Saturday Quiz. I sure did. Thank you to my guests this week, Fern Brady and John Kearns. I saw both of their shows last night and oh my goodness, they were both incredible. But I have to make an apology to Fern because I couldn't find a jar of butter beans anywhere. If you are in Melbourne, you have one more week to see them and a whole lot of other comedians at the festival. As always, the questions in this quiz were written by the peerless Cindy McDonald, and my thanks go to her. This episode was recorded in Naam on the lands belonging to the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. I pay my respects to their elders past and present and acknowledge their traditions of sharing knowledge and stories for millennia on this land. My name's John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next week.
Australians love native animals, they're unique and bring us joy. We've had a sad invasion, feral animals who destroy. The Centre for Invasive Species Solution needs some help. Let's think of our environment, Aussie wildlife pain is felt. There's a special group, Invasion Species Solutions Trust. A philanthropic opportunity to help native animals, a must. Philanthropic and corporate partners are invited to join in. Folks, environmentalists, primary producers, help them win. It is a national issue, CISS really cares. With new tools and good products, invasive species won't be there. Our mighty primary producers have pests and weeds to fight. Damage from some animals, the centre makes things bright. Independent national research, tackling this great threat. We can reduce invasive pests and weeds with great success. Protect our Aussie animals, they're part of this great land. The Invasive Species Solution Trust would appreciate a hand. With help from many donors, our problem can be solved. A future of this great land, with passion, let's be bold.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.